He had a 14-year career in the major leagues. He was a World Series winner as a player and a coach. The Red Sox are 22-9. They're in first place in the AL East. They are at Texas tonight. Red Sox manager Alex Cora is my guest. Alex, it is great to have you on. How are you?
I'm good, Jim. How are you, brother?
My man, I'm great. Alex, it is so good to talk to you, and I really appreciate you doing it. You're 31 games in as your first season as Red Sox manager. There are a million things I want to talk to you about, but let me start right here. What has the entire experience been like so far?
It's been great. Honestly, as you know, in the city we play in, you know, sports rule the world, you know. Between the Celtics, the Bruins, the Patriots, the Red Sox, our fan base is as passionate as I am with my sport, you know, with baseball, and it's been a blast. I know, and as you know, we're going to have great days. You know, the media, the fans are gonna have a blast with us. Then we're going to have tough days with them too, but it's part of the experience. But so far, so good, man. I'm having a great time with it.
Alex Cora, my guest. I want to talk to you more about the experience in a moment, Alex, but let me ask you about a couple of your guys. You dropped a tough one last night in Texas, but in that game, Mookie Betts homered again. He's got four in the past two games. I know the two of you had a conversation in January where you told him the scouting report that you had on him when you were with the Astros. What was that scouting report?
It was his first two at-bats, he's auto-taken. That means, you know, he's taking a strike, and then after that you can expand the zone. With two strikes, you can attack away and expand with the slider. He's going to run out of bat. What means is that he's not going to be able to make hard contact with pitches in the outside of the plate. And basically, I told him, be ready to attack. You're going to be my leadoff hitter from the first day of the season until November, if everything goes right. So be ready. Be ready to hit. And he took it by heart. This is a guy that from pitch one, he's ready to hit. He's ready to attack. And that doesn't mean he's going to swing at the first pitch every time. But his mindset, and you can see it, his body language, is telling the pitcher, you better execute from pitch one. If not, I can do damage. And so far, so good. It's been great to see him perform. This is a very athletic guy that he's just finding, you know, new stuff, you know, swing-wise. Mindset-wise, and you see the results, and I'm very excited with him right now, and obviously looking forward for great results the rest of the season.
He took it to heart. He changed his approach. Alex Cora joining us. Now, Alex, I mentioned you were with my guy A.J. Hinch in Houston last year. He is one of my favorite managers in baseball. What was that experience like for you, and what was your biggest takeaway from your time with him?
Well, first of all, he's great with media. He does an outstanding job with the media. I know I'm in a different market, but he was awesome. You could see it during the playoffs, the way he handled the whole season, you know, the Yankee series, the Dodgers, everything with the bullpen. He never panicked, and he never showed panic, you know, to the media and the fans. Second, the way he connected with the front office, with the medical staff and the players, it's very important to make sure that it's not like separate groups. Usually, when you talk about organizations, oh, yeah, the GM, you talk about the GM, and then you talk about the analytic department, and then you talk about the medical staff and the players and the coaching staff. And you don't want them to be split up. Actually, you want everybody to work together. And AJ has this ability to get everybody together, to work on the same page and obviously accomplish their goals. And that was my biggest takeaway. It was a pleasure working with him the whole season. We stay in touch. We talk a lot. We talk almost every other day, and he's helping me throughout the process. And I know he's off to a good start over there. They have a great team, and I'm very proud of him.
Red Sox manager Alex Cora, my guest. Alex, you made the point, and it's so true. I mean, you both have the similar gig, but the gigs are totally different in the sense that you've got a totally different media market. I mean, in fact, there aren't too many jobs in sports that come with more pressure than being the manager of the Boston Red Sox. You played in Boston, so you know the pressure that comes along with being in Boston, but as you've said, you did not go there to take that job to change who you are. So how do you approach dealing with that pressure and making sure that it doesn't change you?
Well, honestly, Jim, I learned a few years ago, I managed winter ball in Puerto Rico. I actually managed my hometown team, the Caguas Criollos. I was the GM and the manager. And for two seasons, you know, everything on the field was fine. I think the guys did an outstanding job. You know, my group, the coaching staff, we did a good job putting them in positions to be successful. But honestly, Jim, I didn't have fun. It was a grind for me, and I think those 2 years I changed as a person. You know, like I was trying to be too strict. I was stuffing the guys, but at the same time, you know, it was something weird. And I actually ended up firing myself. You know, I was a GM saying, you know what, you're not going to manage next year. So I took a step back, and I promised myself that the next time you manage, regardless where is it, A-ball, AA, AAA, or the big leagues, you're going to have fun. You can't change, you know. You know the game. You're confident about it. You know you're going to connect with players. But at the end, you can't be miserable, you know. You know why? Because you got a family. And if I'm miserable, then I go into the house, you know, after games, and I'm not going to be a good dad, I'm not going to be a good husband, and I'm not going to be a good son, you know. So I promise myself, whatever happens, wherever I end up, I'm going to have a blast with it, I'm going to have fun, I'm going to be myself, and everybody around me is helping me out. I think I have a great support system, my family's there, and it's always fun when the game is over, regardless of the result, just to go home and be Alex, you know, and take care of the kids, and make phone calls, talk to your friends, and disconnect at least for a little bit from what is a grind. We know it's 162 games. We know that, you know, if we play the way we want to, we have goals to accomplish in October. But without that support and be myself, it's not possible. So right now, so far, so good, man. And like I said before, Jim, it's been great to be in front of this team, and I know it's going to be great the rest of the season.
I see you working, Skip. What a great message for all of us, man. Don't bring it home. You're no good to anybody if you bring that home.
Yeah, you said it's simple. You know, I had to go around and talk about the family and bring everybody to the equation, but that's the way it is, man. Don't bring home. I mean, you know how it is, man. 160, you go about it every day. You know, you have to do your show and do everything. You do your research, and you have good days and bad days, but at the end, man, the family's there for you. You have to take care of them.
And you got to be there for them. Alex Cora, my guest. You know, I'm glad you brought up Puerto Rico. Let me ask you this. When you were having conversations with the Red Sox about becoming their manager, you asked the team if they would support a relief trip to Puerto Rico in the offseason, and they were on board. And earlier this year, you, along with members of the organization, Alex, and a couple of the players, went to deliver supplies. When you look back on that trip, what do you remember most? What kind of memories do you have?
Well, on the flight from Boston to San Juan, I told everybody, I said, be ready because it's something different. It's, you know, what you're going to see, probably you've never seen in your life. But one thing you're going to get from the people we're going to impact is true love. It's people that are very genuine. When they tell you thank you, it's coming from the heart. When they give you a hug, you're going to feel it. And after we were there, we impacted 300 families in my hometown. And Chris Sale was there, Rick Porcello, Sam Kennedy, Mayor Walsh, 65 people of the organization went down there with me. And that's what they told me afterwards. They were like, Alex, man, you were right. It was awesome. And this is not the end of it. We're going to keep working because, as you know, and as you saw 2 weeks ago when the Indians and the Twins played down there, we're not there yet, man. We need a lot of help. It's slowly but surely coming to where we want to be, but it's taking a while, and we need all the help we can get, and we're going to keep helping my Puerto Rico.
Good for you. Alex, one last thought. The plan tonight is to face Bartolo Colon. You were teammates with him 10 years ago. I got to know, what was he like as a teammate, especially as it related to, like, the Stairmaster and his TV viewing habits?
You see, man, so Bartolo, very talented. You know, I was just looking at his numbers, and he's been amazing this season. So in 2008, Bart was playing with us, and he had the Stairmasters upstairs. And as a member of the team, you got to watch the game. So on a TV on the left side, he has the game. Let's say we're playing the Rangers, and it's at 8 o'clock. And on the right-hand TV, there was a soap opera. So he was locked in both, muting the game and listening to the soap opera. But it was like the funniest thing. Just think about Bart and a Stairmaster, and then the soap opera on the right and the game on the left. It was unreal, man. This guy is amazing.
And the game was muted, but the soap opera was up. I mean, Alex, what's it say about this cat that he's still pitching in the major leagues at 44? What's it say about him as a professional that he's still doing it at 44?
different pitcher. Remember with the Indians, it was 97, 98, and just throwing fastballs up. Now you see him pitch, and it's teaching, you know, if you're a high school pitcher or you're thinking about becoming a pitcher, you know, in college or whatever, just see him go about his business, the way he places his fastball. His fastball away, fastball in, fastball away, fastball in, fastball up. This guy throws 85% fastball in an era that, you know, it's now if you're one of the best pitchers in big leagues, it's 50-50, 50% fastball, 50% breaking balls, and this guy is doing it with a fastball. His ERA is under 3. You know, it looks last year with the Braves, it seems like he lost it, but then he got it back, and he's a tough customer, man. We have a tough one in front of us. Let's see how we're going to attack him, but, hey, man, he's doing an outstanding job, and talking about enjoying the game, enjoying your craft, he does it. He does that, and it's a pleasure to watch, but not tonight. Yeah.
Red Sox, 22-9. They're in first in the AL East. Their manager, Alex Cora, my guest. Alex, I can't tell you how much I appreciate you. That was an absolute blast. So great to have you on the show, Alex. Thank you very much, and good luck.
Thank you, Jim. We'll do it again.
I would love to do it again. Alex Cora, my guest. What a blast that was. Red Sox manager, Alex Cora. Easy to see how he got that job. You sit down, you talk baseball with him, you see the way he relates to players. You know, the thing I didn't get into with him that I wanted to, and I want to make this point as I go to break, be right with you, Rich.